producer. I guess I'll be sitting here half of the night, sitting here putting down his resume. But you all check his work out, because you know he on Devil's Advocate. He's a producer of, and he's actually the boss of No Filter. So, hey, we want to give people their flowers and their props while they're able to. I don't want to wait till you are stressed out across in a coffin to tell you how much I appreciate you and proud of you for your achievements and your accomplishment you have made over the years since I have been with you. Hey, man, it's going to be a better year. I know it's 2021. I know big things and greater things are going to happen in the media industry. So I'm looking forward to working with you a lot this year.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate that. It's been a lot of work, but, you know, even without, you know, everything else, I really appreciate the lessons that I've learned, you
right.
know, in the industry.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
So it's been a big blessing for me, you know, and those around me too. So that's really been good. So what
awesome. That's because, hey, we got a full night, man. We got to talk about this game. You know what I'm talking about. We got to talk about the game where you told me some people was going to get exposed. And I'm telling you that some people get exposed from Saturday, from the weekend playoffs. And we're going to work our way all the way up to Monday night in main event. And it wasn't WWE. It was actually the Ohio State Buckeyes versus Alabama. So let's jump into the three games that was played on Saturday. Saturday playoff weekend, what impressed you the most this weekend, Renegade? What game you thought were really impressive that you were surprised they won on Saturday?
Saturday, which game? Baltimore. I'm glad Baltimore actually pulled that game out.
That was like, you know, that was revenge from last year.
Right. It wasn't what I would call, you know, it was revenge from last year, but I was just glad to really see Lamar Jackson get his first playoff victory.
Yes. Yes. Let me tell you what game did shock me. The Rams beat the Seattle Seahawks, and you were just talking about them on the show last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Rams defense shut down Seattle's offense. Jalen Ramsey, what comes to mind, I might as well go ahead and say it. Jalen Ramsey and Sam Donaldson just shut him down. And when Sam Donaldson was out, the rest of them was ready to go. I mean, I've never seen him look so bad in a playoff game. And when have you actually seen them lose in the first round?
You know what? Seattle? Well, I kind of figured that, you know, see, football is a game of streaks. And, you know, they went into the playoffs with what, a 5-game winning streak?
Uh-huh.
And eventually it's what goes up must come down, which is gonna bring me to the reason why I think the Cleveland Browns might actually beat KC this weekend.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I gotta see.
You heard it from
but
here.
But you know what? It might be possible. I will say anything is possible right now. What I've seen this past weekend, I'm not going to say no. Because what I saw, we'll talk about Sunday's game, but what I saw Saturday, I was shocked. Because Washington gave Tampa Bay, was that Saturday's game, I think?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the Saturday's game.
Yeah.
Washington, let me tell you who the guy is. Taylor Heineke, Old Dominion University, Norfolk, Virginia, and Karen Evans was at majority of his games. My best grandson played for ODU, so therefore, you know, the football players get to give the family so many tickets, whoever wants to go on the list. So she will always say, hey, they're not going. Do you want to go? Of course I want to go to a football game. So guess what? I got to see Taylor Heineke, Coach K. That was the coach at the time. You probably can look it up, Coach K, Keenan Wynn, and different other people throughout ODU. And Taylor Heineke was awesome back then. I was shocked at what I saw. I mean, I think if he hadn't got hurt, they might have would have beat the Bucs. I don't know, because he really got hurt, but he it didn't even show. He took the ball and threw it way downfield, I guess about 20, 30 yards. whatever it was. He was so good. If they had stayed out there a little bit more, it would have been probably so close. But you know what? That was a good game. I really like how Washington came, showed up, and showed out. Because I didn't think, I could tell you right now, Alex Smith would not have a job next year in Washington.
Ooh, that's what I saw,
what do you think about that? Because if Taylor Heineke played in a playoff game, the way he played, that's my next quarterback. I don't even want Alex Smith. I don't want him.
Yeah, but you can't base his performance off of one game.
Okay, listen to this.
I get that it's a playoff game.
Look, let me take you back. Let me take you back to something, okay?
Okay.
Let's go back to San Francisco. I can't think of what year it was. Colin Kaepernick, never heard the dude's name, didn't follow him, didn't know about him. Alex Smith goes down. Is that true?
Yeah.
Who comes up? Colin Kaepernick. Alex Smith never got his job back. Never did go back to San Francisco. So guess what? It's one playoff game, but guess what? I will be looking at him throughout the season. I will be in training camp. He will be my go-to guy. Mm. The way he played, I think he has a future in Washington. What do you think?
Wow. He does. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Because it's kind of, you know, it's, you know, this has happened before. I mean.
Right.
You know, we talk about when I remember back in the day when the Lions were playing for the NFC Championship, and you know Rodney Pete had got hurt that season, and the quarterback Eric Kramer came in, and stepped up and took him all the way to the NFC Championship, and then was trash after that.
That's true, because they will play like Heineke might. You know how I always think of a quarterback who comes in and he plays on a high level, because you know, like I was saying last week, the Rams beat the Seattle, but when Jared Goff got in, he was garbage, but he's done a turnaround. So right. Who knows? I really think Taylor Heineke has keep an eye on him, because I really think now I have not even seen how he's played. I know he actually played in New England. I want to say he played for a couple of other teams also as a backup, but I never actually seen. But what I saw Saturday, I was very, very impressed. Very, very impressed.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I was impressed too, but it's there again, it's one game. You got to remember something, like they don't have tendencies or anything like that.
Right.
You know, for the defense. So everything that he does is somewhat as a surprise. Right up until there's a scouting report that can even be formed.
Right, right. So do you think do you feel like Washington will try to get a quarterback?
If I were them, I would try to build that defense around Chase Young.
Yeah, that's true, but you got to have a quarterback. You got to have someone.
Yeah.
Alex Smith would not be my future. This dude is done. How long has he been in the league? A long time. I think I would move forward. I really do think I would try to get me a young guy or somebody who could run my team. I think Heineke is, what, 27?
Yeah.
I want to say 27, yeah, because that's what – no, actually, my friend, his son, is a little older than that. But I remember seeing him out in ODU in Virginia. They was down. He would bring that team back. I mean, some way, somehow, he would find a way to bring his team back. They would rally together and beat those football games. But I'm saying, I know what the dude is capable of. I know I've seen him. I'm not even a scout, but I can tell you, I forgot to even tell my son, guess who played in the game? And he probably didn't even watch it. He's in Denver now. Guess who played in Washington? Wait till I tell my son. He's going to be like, wait a minute. That's this quarterback. I was like, yeah, this dude actually played Tampa Bay. So, you know, so what do you think Tampa Bay would do? Are they going to go far?
That's a hit or miss too, because they've been hit or miss all season, personally. I mean, they did enough just to get by.
Right now your money is on Cleveland all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cleveland's definitely, I think, going to beat KC. And yes, it's unpopular opinion, but here's the deal. Like, but it's like I said before, football is a game of streaks. Seattle proved that.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time before K. And them Cleveland boys are hungry.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at their practice today for this coming when they play this weekend.
You said you were looking at it today?
Yeah, I was. It was actually on. It was online showing some of the practice reps and stuff that they were doing to get ready for the game this weekend.
All right, what'd you think?
They looked really well. Yeah, they look. You better bring your A game when you're playing Chiefs. I've seen the Chiefs rally back. The Chiefs were down. You got to remember, the Chiefs were down last year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my gosh, they about to get that buff. But all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes come back. I was like, you can't stop him, man. You can't stop him, man. He's unstoppable right now.
Patrick Mahomes is going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. And you better bring that defense, Myles Garrett, which I think can do it. You better bring everybody you got, and you better be out. I'm not saying he can't do it, because I'm going to be honest with the stuff that Cleveland has went through. I think they deserve a championship. I think that, like you said, some teams going to actually get exposed.
Yep. It's COVID, you know, and the fact that there's hardly a crowd, there's really no – I wouldn't consider it home field advantage for anybody.
Right, right. Well, you know, they're allowing – some people had 3,000 people there.
Right.
Some people had a little crowd, not a lot, but a couple, you know, about a couple of thousand people they allow in the stands to come in and watch, like family, friends, and stuff like that.
Right.
But it was I think – I forgot what game it was that had, like, some people cheering and stuff like that I saw this weekend. And but I'm going to tell you, when I looked at that Pittsburgh Steelers and – I was like, I'm gonna stay up just a little while, gotta be at work at 6. No, I think Monday I was at work by 7. It was something like that. So I was like, I don't know if I dozed off. I woke up, it was 28-0. I said, this is over. They're not coming back. Ever since I saw the first snap and they threw it over his head, disaster ever since. It went downhill from the first snap.
Yeah. Well, I think Ben and him had it coming.
Right, right.
Well, and here's the reason why. Because they had they've been playing mediocre to bad teams all year. And
right, right.
Competition, it, just like in the Ohio State Alabama game, played bad teams all year long. And when it came time for them to play a great team, they couldn't hold up.
Now, I wouldn't say that. I really wouldn't say that. In their defense, I would say this. Nobody's beating Bama. I don't care how good you are. Bama's a team you got to beat. I'm the best there is. So you can't take that from Bama. Because our Ohio State showed interceptions during the season. They just showed teams were coming back on them. But they still had the edge over top of everybody. They beat Clemson to the point where they said, hey, you said we deserve to be number 11, but we're going to beat you and show you we deserve to be where we are. We can't have teams had COVID. And I told some people this. They didn't like Michigan. Michigan fans didn't like me talking to them this week. I was like, y'all had COVID. We'll talk about that.
Why are they even in this conversation?
Michigan fans were the first one I saw when I got to work on Monday. One guy talked some real bad stuff to me, which I just told him, I live here. I live in Ohio, so why are you mad with me? Oh, F, blah, 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 blah. I was like, wow, really?
Right.
I was like, your whole team got COVID just so they wouldn't play Ohio State. They didn't want to get a beat again this year, so they was like,
You know what? And I'm a diehard Michigan fan, but I will tell you, I was hoping that Ohio State would play Michigan, and I was hoping – Ohio State would beat them. I was hoping they'd score 80.
Oh my God. But you know what they
just
did?
So,
they
just, didn't. So they can show the world that Jim Harbaugh does not belong.
Guess what they did with Jim Harbaugh?
Resigned him.
How do you resign somebody who played like that this season?
I'm going to tell you why. Because it's from a business standpoint, and the university standpoint, it's much cheaper to resign him to a lower contract and then fire him versus having a biased contract out. That was a business move. I mean, besides, who else they gonna get to coach?
That's what somebody said. Someone was like, let's try to put a coach at Michigan State, Michigan. They was like, nah, I can't find nobody who will go to Michigan and actually coach that. I mean, just some of the games I saw when they allowed them to play, I was like, Michigan, are you kidding me? You're losing to this team? I'm like, oh my God.
Michigan did not want to play at all. And nobody wants to play for Jim Harbaugh. That's just it.
Oh, okay.
You can tell. You know, and then they turn around and they fired Don Brown, the defensive coordinator. And I mean,
but you didn't fire the coach.
Nope.
That was crazy.
I'm telling you, that was a business move, what they did. It just, you know, because it's still cheaper for them. The university is basically saving
money. Oh my gosh. This one guy said he's going to tell his kids, hey, if you want to see some crazy stuff, you need to listen to what Michigan did. These people in Hollywood won no games, opt out on the biggest game of the year, and then they turn around and re-sign a coach that ain't done nothing in the big, ain't did much of nothing in the Big Ten.
Except get breaks beat off of him every time.
Yeah, that's all you've been doing the whole season. And you turn around and re-sign. No, you need to let these people go. Speaking of letting go, let's talk about this one. What do you think about Doug Peterson getting fired?
About time. I mean, I was kind of wondering when that was going to happen.
The guy said, you're not concerned about our future. What you did, I knew that move was going to get him fired. You pulled this guy out 17-14. I could see if it was 38-14. Yeah, pull him out. Don't even risk his getting hurt. But 17-14, and the way Jalen Hurts look, I like him. Yep. I'm a Jalen Hurts. You know, now I look at football, I like so many teams. I was like, I like them because I followed them. I followed Jalen Hurts from Bama all the way to Oklahoma. Mm. So I knew he was going to be good. And I'm serious. Then let me tell you what I did not like still. You put him in the game. You remember they put him in the game just one drive and took him out and put Carson Wentz back in?
I remember that.
What's like, what was that? And you still lost the game.
It was bad coaching.
What in the, everybody on the roster, they said all the people were mad with, they were mad with Doug Peterson. So I think they was like, you know what? If he's lost the team, there's no need to keep him. You got to have somebody that respects you. Your players got to respect you if you're going to be the coach.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's always how it's been. I mean, you see that everywhere and why we have these coaching carousels.
Right. So it was just a wild weekend. I'm trying to think. Did we miss any games? We talked about Baltimore and the Titans. We talked about the Steelers. No. Who did the Bears play?
The Bears and the Saints.
I knew then. I think the Bears forgot they was in a playoff game. How do you get a game? You only get 3 points. You got a field goal, and that was it. The whole $1 million. You heard what I said last weekend. You have $1 million players. This ain't high school, and it's not Pee-wee. Mm. This is NFL level. I don't care how bad you're playing. You got to go out there and produce.
Yep.
So, right, first of all, they couldn't get the quarterback situation right. It was Nick, then it was Mitchell. Now they went Mitchell. I think they should have been with Nick. So, I don't know. Is he hurt? And he couldn't go? What was going on with that situation?
Who's the telling? Is I got very little on that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it wasn't a whole lot of media coverage about it.
Oh, okay. Because the last time when I was watching it on a Sunday, it was Nick Foles. Then I look again, it's Mitchell Trubisky. And I'm like, I mean, I got to give him credit. They did make it to the playoff. Mm. That's a lot to say about certain teams that did not make it. But guess what? When you get there, you got to produce. And I know somebody got to win and somebody got to lose. That's the way the cookie crumbles. But guys, I expected them to do a little bit. And you know what I did notice? The Saints got, and since the second year, 2 years, they say they got cheated by the refs. This year, the Saints, and I don't mean no harm. Yes, I do. I mean harm because you ran your mouth doing Black Lives Matter. I hope the Saints lose in the second round. I'm still not liking you all. Drew Brees, I want y'all to lose in the second round. Yes, I do. Wow, I want them to lose. I'm not a Saints fan.
Like much?
Huh?
You don't like it much?
I'm still sore about that. What went down, I'm still sore about it. So I really wanted to, I didn't even really watch the game. I kept up with the score, but I would look at it like every now and then. I was like, dang it, they gonna win. I would have loved to see an upset pour there with Chicago, but Chicago defense looked like they folded. The offense wasn't doing anything. They couldn't get nothing. Then I think on that last play when it was like seconds on the clock, they wanted to make a drive. Oh, go sit there, the game is over. So I'm like, hey, what are you going to do with that? So they're out. Saints are in. Tampa Bay is in. Who is Tampa Bay? Do you know who they got to play next?
I am not sure. I mean, I can check on that and get right back to you.
Yeah, I'm going to check on the games this weekend. So, that you know, I'm just looking for – I know I'll be watching games this weekend to see some upsets because we're going to have some people going down. But, you know, Packers are playing, Packers are playing Rams. Oh, wow. I'm actually going to take, I'm going to take the Rams. I'm looking for upset with the Packers.
Really?
I think the Rams might take that. What do you think?
Oh, whoa. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm not gonna say.
Let me ask you this. So
and they're playing in Green Bay too.
Oh yeah, let me ask you this. So who will, if Cleveland beats the Chiefs, they're on their way to the championship game. That's what I'm gonna say. Mm-hmm. Who do they face in the Super Bowl?
So what we got? We got the Ravens and the Bills.
Right.
And, you know, the Bills are at home. And, of course, you know, we got the Browns and the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are at home. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Chiefs are going to upset or at least the Browns are going to upset the Chiefs.
Okay.
And
I'm not going to get on that bandwagon yet.
And we're going – I'm going to take the Bills over the Ravens.
Oh, so you say the Bills will beat the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that let me tell you why I think the Ravens can beat the Bills. Because of Lamar Jackson being such a mobile quarterback. To get in and out. Did you see that run he did in that game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. How did you let a quarterback run that many yards all the way down there to almost to the end zone? I'm like, you know what? And if he get a first down, this game is over. And guess what? He got a first down. And then let me say this, J.K. Dobbins. You got J.K. Dobbins as a running back. Bills don't have a running game.
That's true.
They don't have a running game. So if Lamar Jackson, in between him and J.K. Dobbins, and they got some pretty decent wide receivers, because I think they got they don't still have Mark Ingram now, because they got J.K. Dobbins. But and with a decent wide receivers, and they got Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant made a good play for the Ravens on this weekend. So with some pretty decent receivers, mobile quarterback, and a great running back, I'm gonna take the Ravens right there. I'm gonna actually go with the Ravens. So you go with the Bills, and when we meet back here again next week, we're gonna see. I'm telling you, you might even be right. You got an upset coming. You say Bills are gonna win. You say Packers will beat the Rams. So let's see what else we got. You said. Packers beat the Rams, huh?
The Bucks and the Saints in New Orleans.
So you got? Who do you got on that?
Ooh.
Woo.
I'm going to get upset about that one.
Huh?
Because, we're looking at two legendary quarterbacks Both of them had brilliant careers. For Drew Brees,
they're both 43, right?
Huh?
They're both 43?
Yep. And for Drew Brees, I think this is it for him. You know, and Tom Brady, well, he said he might be able to play till he's 50. I'm starting to actually believe him.
Right. Really,
you know, yeah, he's, you know, and it's going to be, man, I can't call that one.
Wow.
But
I'm going to go ahead and make a call. Okay. I'm going to say this, and I don't want to even say it. I think the Saints can beat the Bucks.
Yeah,
I really think that's an upset. I want to say it's an upset. I knew Tom Brady was going to be good. Sometimes he can't click with that offense.
He's inconsistent.
Yeah, he's very inconsistent. What's the guy? Oh my gosh, can't think of the guy name. That guy dropped so many balls this past weekend against Washington. They said he never dropped balls. Sometimes when people are on a big stage, they get nervous, mm-hmm. and they don't handle the jitters good. And you make careless mistakes that can cost you the playoffs. So with a Bucks team that is inexperienced in a playoff, that's their first playoff win. Woo! And you're on your second stage. I got to go with the Saints that are more experienced. Both of them are great quarterbacks. Don't get me wrong. Now, I'm going to tell you, if they get clicking, watch out, Saints. I'm going to say it's going to be close. And you know what? If you had Washington, look at the way the Bucs played Washington with a quarterback who just signed the roster the 1st of December. How do you just sign a roster the 1st of December? And you're the Bucs. You've been in the NFL all this. You played the whole season. You barely beat them.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So what are you going to do with the Saints that's been there all year long with a healthy Drew Brees?
Well, the Saints held the Bears to 191 passing yards.
Wow.
And only 48 rushing yards.
Wow. Stop. Just shut them. I'm going to be honest. Their defense got shut down and their offense. So you, I'm going to tell Tom Brady them. You know, the Bucks, Tom, you're my dude. I like you. Mm-hmm. Mike Evans, I love you because your last name is Evans. I think you're my cousin. Antonio Brown, you better get ready. Gronk, stop showboating and being with the women. You need to come out here and play. You did not make that touchdown at the edge of the end zone on Saturday, I think it was. But you know what? I say they got talent. They got to bring – everybody got to play. Everybody got to play their game on – what is it, Saturday's game or Sunday?
Let me see. I'll go back here. I'm going to say that is Sunday's game.
Oh, okay. So Saturday's game.
Yeah, so 6:40 p.m. This is the
last
we got for the playoffs. All right. So Saturday, we've got the Rams and the Packers.
Uh-huh.
The Bills and the Ravens.
Okay.
And then Sunday, we got the Browns and the Chiefs and the Bucks and the Saints.
Okay. Oh man, we're gonna have a packed weekend mm-hmm. with some good football and some good wine or some good whatever you're gonna bring.
I can't. I can't wait because the Renegade finally gets to rest for once.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I finally get to rest and chill out and watch football.
Good. So you'll be watching football the whole weekend.
Watch football all weekend. You know, watch. Watch my Michigan boys basketball team continue to roll.
How are they doing? Doing well?
They're 11-0.
But you know what? I talked junk to the guy the other night. I was like, Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my. What the good thing is the Christians pretty good? How's the Detroit Christians doing this year?
They're trash. Just throw the whole team away. They're 2-11. I think 2-11. They're just
wow.
They're the extra. They're the team that they need to have a basketball game. It's more like a scrimmage.
Yeah, when it comes to college basketball, I go back to my hometown to Virginia. I like anybody in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? I don't really have a special, but I will watch Norfolk State, Virginia Tech, VCU, Virginia, you know, James Madison, William and Mary. I will actually watch any Virginia team. I think they're all great. I really don't have like a major college basketball team, but I always think of Virginia because Virginia usually do very, very well in college basketball.
They won the national championship last tournament, so.
You know, who's your coach? Don't you have an NBA player coach?
Yeah, Juwan Howard.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, that team was really good last year, too, before COVID happened, before all this stuff started happening. So I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful for college basketball that they have an opportunity.
And they've already picked the site for the tournament. The way it's going to work is they're going to just bring it all to one state, and that's going to be in Indiana.
Okay.
And they're going to play all the games in different sites around the state of Indiana.
But let me say this. While we're talking about that, that's great. I like that. But don't you think that – now, I know they're traveling, they're doing all types of stuff, but I really, really – now, listen, I really, really like the bubble. I think that if they had an all-follow the NBA bubble, we wouldn't have as many COVID cases.
You know
we
what?
Wouldn't have the cases and the games missed and the, like – good thing Cleveland are where they are because they had so many players out for COVID. I didn't think Cleveland stood a chance. And they have done really well. But I think if they adopt some of those rules and regulations to come into a facility, just like you know how you know how the NBA is doing it right now? Say, for example, the Lakers played Houston like back to back. You know how they're doing it? They're staying in town just so they could continue to play these people. They beat Houston twice. But I'm saying, you see how they're doing it now? Yeah. Like while they're on the road, I think, what is it, three games? You play the same team three games, I think, three games. So what they're doing is they're allowing them to get those games out the way. Okay, y'all flying out to Houston. You're going to play Houston until you finish with them.
Right.
Then if you fly out to maybe Phoenix, we're going to go ahead and play those games back to back because guess what? That cuts down the risk of people getting COVID, still getting in and out of planes, in and out of hotels.
You know, Adam Silver is a great NBA commissioner.
Right,
I mean,
right.
He's really weathered the storm, you know, throughout all of this. And, I mean, he's actually brought the NBA to more of a global game.
Yes.
You know, versus all that. He's a really good commissioner. I like the fact that he replaced the great David Stern.
Oh yeah, he passed away, correctly.
Right.
My team is still number one right now.
Yeah, they're 10-3.
In the West,
Lakers.
Yeah, so you know, getting back on our subject, but I guess we'll talk about, because we talked about our Saturday's game, we talked about our Sunday. And you know what? Next week, we're not only going to talk about the playoffs, but we're going to focus a little bit more on basketball. We have not had the opportunity to talk about some of the big games. I do want to talk about this real quick. I'm going to jump back over to here and Renegade, just to get your thoughts on this. What do you think about James Harden, which I think the Lakers made a fool of him the other night. Mm. LeBron played them so bad. They was actually up by 25 points. LeBron took a shot, turned around and looked this way, and the shot went in. It was like, they joked him and played them so bad. Like, they beat them both nights. But what do you think about James Harden wanting out of Houston to go to the Brooklyn Nets?
Well, he's already a Net now.
Okay, so he did get in.
Yep, he did get
in. Okay, he did get a set. Okay.
Victor Oladipo, it was a three-way trade. Oladipo went somewhere. I can't remember where it was. And the Nets, of course, gave up a couple players.
Okay, yeah, they're going to have to, to get that.
But that was the one big name that was not mentioned in that trade was Victor, or was not, hasn't been mentioned, is Victor Oladipo. So
okay.
Out of Indiana, and it was a three-way trade. I think Victor Oladipo wound up going to Houston.
Right, oh, okay. I mean, I think Houston don't have to rebuild. You done lost Westbrook, then you done lost James Harden. Who do you have as a star player? That's who you got. Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, and I mean, Victor Oladipo is pretty good. He's young. He's, you know, I like to see how he's going to be able to gel with the rest of those players. But, you know, that's going to be good. And it's really going to be interesting to see how Harden, KD, and Kyrie are going to actually get along.
Right.
I think Brooklyn might have too much star power.
Yeah, that's true. Because you got Kyrie, you got
KD.
You got KD and James Harden back together again. So right.
And that's how I wonder how that's gonna work out. You know, I think personally I think it's a train wreck waiting to happen, but you know, whatever. That's on them, you know.
I guess
it's better than nothing. But
that's true.
But I do like the idea of the NBA bubble. And yesterday, or not yesterday, but last year, I think the bubble really brought out the game of basketball.
Right.
Brought out the game of basketball, and we saw a different brand of basketball where they were actually playing basketball.
Right.
It wasn't all this, oh, I'm just going to go to half court and just shoot. And let's not play any defense. I mean, we seen guys in the bubble diving for loose balls. We seen
pass,
taking the charge, not giving up on plays. I mean, just the little things, you know, and it really made the game fun to watch.
Yeah, you're right. But they're back at home and they're not doing the same thing.
Right. And for me, it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's the kind of the same old brand of basketball. And I'm like, oh, man, I wish they could go back to the bubble.
Right. Where they actually, every team to me looked like they were good. Every team was competition. There was nobody to me that stepped in the on the floor with the Lakers, because the Lakers only won two games in the bubble. Nobody down the floor with the Lakers come to play. Them people can't, I mean, come to play around. That's what I mean. Them people actually came to play, and they were serious.
I don't know, because the Phoenix Suns won all eight games. And right now, Phoenix is 7-4. That's their record. They are fifth in the conference. In front of them is the Trailblazers, the Jazz, and the Clippers.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course,
the Clippers are number two right now?
Yeah. They're a game and a half back.
So this is something I didn't understand with the Lakers when they was in playoff season. Preseason, they beat the Clippers twice. Then they got the regular season lost to them. I'm like, y'all thinking y'all was still in preseason? But I still think the Lakers going to go all the way. They built that team. I mean, Montrezl Harris, Dennis Schroeder, I can't even get his name.
He was a great addition.
My gosh. This guy, I don't know where he was at. Tyler, what is it, Horton?
Yep.
He is no joke. Oh my gosh, this dude is bad. I like the addition with Gasol. Oh my goodness. Gasol has a three-pointer?
Yeah,
he's better than a Dwight Howard. He's better than a JaVale McGee.
He never got a chance to shoot it when he was in
Right. Right. He's shooting it. LeBron going to give you an opportunity to show your talent.
Right.
Because he's just that type of person. He's not a greedy player. He would do assists all night long. As long as we're going to win this game, you don't need me. Let me do some assists. I mean, the additions, because I was kind of upset. I was like, wow, you got something going, but Rondo wanted out. A couple of people wanted out and didn't want to come back. Rondo said, don't call him Rondo playoff, because he's not Rondo playoff. He wanted out of L.A. So, hey, go where you want to go. Play where you want to play.
Well, you know, at the end of his career, he's got, you know, he won a chip. I think, you know, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, my God. You know how long Rondo been playing?
That's what I'm saying. He's won a chip. He's
Rondo said, I was playing when y'all was still in high school. When LeBron was in where?
I remember
the 90s. Remember when the Lakers won the was it the three-peat or the two-peat? When they played, they won. Then when they lost that time, it was to Rondo and the Celtics.
Yep.
They lost that year to Rondo and the Celtics. I was shocked that Rondo was going to be a Laker. Rondo was the best point guard you could ever get in the NBA. So for Rondo, did he retire?
No, he didn't retire. I forgot. I think he's in Atlanta. I want to say he's in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they traded Dennis Schroeder for him.
What a good addition. I would take, to me, that was almost like a step up. It was,
you know, just because Schroeder's younger. He's younger, he's a little more seasoned. But, I mean, you know,
Rondo is more seasoned because Rondo can run point guard. He knows what he's doing. I like the length of Schroeder. I like he's lengthy. I like he can shoot all across the perimeter.
Be careful. He's a little streaky.
Oh, okay.
He plays defense. He does play defense. So, I mean, it was a good addition for them. But, I mean, you know.
So, look at it now. This is only, December? Mm-hmm. I mean, January, my bad. We're in a new year. Right. This is January. Wait until we get to where we're going. By the time we get a couple more months, they're getting used to each other. Harold, I love that addition of him. I love every new piece they have added. I have loved it. I didn't like it at first, but when I seen them play together, I'm like, wow, I kind of like what's going on here. I think the Lakers are looking at another championship.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I'm gonna say it.
Honestly, it's just like what that movie I was watching, Rocky Balboa, where you know
the one?
Fighting everybody, everything, and it was like there's just nobody else out there.
There's nobody else to beat right now because I don't. So, do you think that KD and the Brooklyn Nets would give the Lakers a run?
Nope. In fact, I think they'll get swept. If they even make it there.
Wow. What about the Bucks? What do you think?
Nope. Giannis will be traded probably by the end of the year.
Giannis
because
got knocked back.
Yep. He's not you need an assassin. Do you know what I mean? To win the NBA championship. He's not an assassin to me. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. Probably one of the best in the world, but he's not an assassin.
Right.
And how they say the Bucks cannot live off of Rondo, or not Rondo, but the Bucks cannot live off of Giannis alone.
Right.
You know, so, I mean,
what's his name? Not Millsap. Middleton.
Middleton. Yeah, I'm not sold on him. I never was. I never, you know, it's like, oh, okay, great. You know, you're having a good run. But, yeah, as you can see, long term is really not helping.
Right. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I got to see who in the East that I think will come out and do very well. You think Portland got a better shot this year?
Who, Portland?
Yeah, they got Melo back.
I'd be happy to see him get out of the first round.
Right.
Personally, I mean, you know, it's Damian Lillard's due. You know,
yeah, that's true.
For some strange reason, with all of these free agents and stuff that are out here, they just have a really hard time trying to build around him.
And I don't understand why not. You gotta take pointers from other people that are building around this team. They should have said, hey, you know what? They had a really good run in the bubble. They was okay with the Lakers. So, no, they didn't make it. You got hurt. So, let's see what we can build this year so you'll be able to go up against the LA Lakers. But the length of the Lakers again. Now, listen, the length of the Lakers, you can't mess with that. So, what the Lakers went and did, said, you know what? We'll get rid of our two big men. We still got AD. Then we go get Gasol. Along with LeBron, so guess what? That's three right there. Then we go get Schroeder. You know what I'm saying? We still got length. Well, you got to be able to match up against some length. And I'm gonna tell you, LA Clippers ain't gonna be able to do it.
That's who Portland should have.
The length of the Lakers once again, huh?
That's who Portland should have been after.
Yeah, some length. They didn't even think about that. What was you thinking? Like you said, you should have been trying to build around Damian Lillard to say, hey, he almost got because what's the other guy's name? It's really good with Damian. You know what I'm talking about?
DJ McCallum.
With them two, you should have been building another You could at least got three other guys that you could have been ready. Because guess what? If you look at the Lakers and they were getting rid of those two other guys, you'd be like, wow, who can we get to face up against the Lakers? I know Houston won't be able to do it. I'm looking at Devin Booker and Chris Paul. You're not going to be able to come up against Atlanta. You're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to.
I don't know. Chris Paul added some wins to that total.
We'll see. When it comes down to it, we're going to definitely see.
Right. And you're talking about Chris Paul, to me, is probably one of the greatest NBA point guards.
He is, but guess what? He got knocked out. He got knocked out just like everybody else did. Okay, see, I don't know what they've done. They got rid of what's the big dude name?
Everybody.
Adams. They got rid of Adams. Who they got right now? New York is looking a lot better. Let's say that New York is looking pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is looking pretty decent.
I'm still not sold on Zion.
What about Charlotte with the ball? Which one is it? LaMelo.
Yeah. Yeah, now he's pretty good. He's all right. I think, you know, I think we just need to see him, you know, mature.
Right.
But I think he'll be fine in the NBA. He's a lot
better. Do you know who his dad is?
Yeah.
The idiot.
Okay, so see. Y'all keep calling this man an idiot.
He's an idiot.
I call him a marketing genius.
That's exactly what he is. I will change that. That's exactly what he is. He got all that exposure and got his son, a number one pick, continue to do it. Yeah, that's so true.
And that's true. You know, all three of his kids wound up getting drafted in the NBA. I don't know where.
Where did the other son go?
He got cut by the Pistons.
Oh, wow.
And
the Pistons probably really needed him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm kind of rolling my eyes like, why'd you do that? But whatever.
Why are the Pistons not – what are Cleveland looking like this year? I haven't seen
– Oh, they're actually pretty good.
Andre Drummond ain't too bad now that he got somebody, some talent.
No, he's not bad. He never was bad.
No, I'm saying that he was mad, though. He was very mad he got traded. They didn't tell him. He was like, I'm going where? I'm going to Cleveland. I don't want to go.
Right. What's in Cleveland?
But
I still like Andre Drummond because, you know, and for me, being an old schooler, he's a throwback player. He's a throwback center.
Right.
You know, it's for him, it's like, you know, hard work beats talent when talent don't work hard.
Right. But Kevin still there, Kevin Love?
I think so, yes.
So Kevin wasn't too bad. So I think if they kind of, you know, I'm really looking
at the end of his career, though.
Yeah, he's been in the NBA a long time. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so we'll see how they do. We'll see what the East got, what the West got. But like now, right now, the West is looking pretty good. My team is number one in the West, and I knew they was going to build so I'm looking for another good year. The games are on so late. I try to watch some of them and catch the highlights because, hey, much as I love the games and everything, I got to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes. But I will stay up and watch some of that game and then catch the highlights and stuff like that. So, but I'm telling you, the NBA looks really well. I like how they're doing. Their road trip games and stuff like that, playing teams back-to-back. So we actually going to look out for, I really want to see, because what do you think about they saying that Kyrie Irving has missed a couple of games with the Nets already? They said he's been bailing out.
You know what? I think it's more to the story than what's being told. I really do. I think it's more to this story because I'm looking at it from, okay, so you're making X amount of dollars, you know you're under contract, you're playing a game that you love to play and everything else, but you're bailing out.
I don't understand.
More to the story, you know, and I think it's the fact that it's more to the story to the point where they don't want it to get out to the press.
Oh, okay. Okay. You think he's sick? He might have COVID. No, they would actually let you know if he was going to be in COVID protocol.
Right. But I don't think it's more to it than that. I mean, and then we got the Sixers who are actually 8-4 and doing really well.
Wow. Okay. Who did they pick up?
I know they picked up a couple of pieces that they needed to, you know, and I won't say that.
And Doc Rivers is running that show, huh?
Yep. Doc Rivers is coaching.
So Steve Nash is coaching Phoenix?
Yep. Or no, Steve Nash is coaching Brooklyn.
Well, I just heard that James Jones is a friend of mine, their cousin. I just found out. He was like, you remember James Jones? I was like, yeah, he's coaching Phoenix. My bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the general manager of Phoenix, not the coach. Right. Yeah, but I met his cousin. Yeah, one of his cousins. Okay. Yeah, so.
Yeah, he is coaching in Phoenix.
Right.
So it looks like the way the East is looking right now, we got the Celtics. Uh-huh. We got the Celtics up top, 7-3. The Bucks and the Sixers are 8-4. That's 2-3 respectively.
Right.
We got the Pacers at 7-4.
Okay.
We got the Magic at 6-5.
Uh-huh.
The Nets at 7-6. Then we got the Hornets at 6-6. And then the eighth spot belongs to the Hawks at 5-5.
Oh wow.
You got the Heat and the Knicks. The Heat is 4-5 and the Knicks is 5-7.
Ooh.
With right along with the Cavs.
Oh wow.
And the rest
Cavs trying to make some noise.
Right, and the rest of the teams are, well, we might as well not even mention them.
Look, can I get on here?
Right. It's exactly with Detroit being the last team in the conference at 2-9.
And somebody had the nerve to come for me last night.
Yeah, they're 2-9, and I think Coach Chaney is probably on his way out the door. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure after this debacle, you know, it'd be like another Stan Van Gundy situation where he probably won't even get another job in the NFL. In the NBA, I'm sorry. Yeah,
right.
Get another job.
Yeah, because he is gone. I see his brother, but I never see him.
Well, yeah, you see Jeff commentating.
Because he commentating.
But Stan, no. He's done, especially what he's did to that franchise. Ooh.
Wow.
You know, yeah, and the only good move that he made was signing Andre Drummond to, you know, that $110 million contract.
Right.
Should have did, but then, you know, they turned around and traded him. And I'm like, for what?
Wow. I heard Steph Curry's picking up his game and the Golden State Warriors. And he's hitting his game. He's getting that shot back. His shot is developing and coming back. Klay Thompson, I think what he did was very stupid. On a pickup game, you get hurt. Pickup game, really, Klay? Really?
Well, that's what a lot of them do is, you know, they go out and they play these pickup games. And
you know you have been out the whole season.
Mm-hmm. This is irresponsible. And Klay Thompson don't realize he's the franchise. Not Steph Curry. Him. So
guess what? It don't bother me. I think it's stupid, but I'm glad the Lakers are number one. So keep doing dumb stuff so we can stay up top. Keep doing stupid stuff. Yeah, he's out talking about he's mad with himself. You need to be mad with yourself.
Right.
Why would you go hurt yourself like that in a pickup game? When you should have been so preserving yourself, you shouldn't have played another game into preseason.
Yeah.
Preseason.
Golden State right now has the seventh spot at 6-5.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
The Mavericks are ahead of them. And then you got
Luka.
Then you got the Spurs at number 8.
Okay.
And then the Nuggets, Grizzlies, and Thunder. And then the Kings at the 12th spot.
Oh, so do go to 12. Okay. It's just only doing playoff time, they only go to 10. No, 8th spot, right?
Right.
The best of the 8.
Right. And then you got the Pelicans, the Rockets, and the Timberwolves. Of course, the Timberwolves.
So you're telling me the Rockets that far there?
Yeah, they're 3-6.
And when James leaves, it's going down further.
He already left.
3-6?
They're 3-6.
Wow, no wonder he won't out.
Well, I mean,
there Westbrook went where? Washington?
Yeah.
And I think the Rockets got John, what was it, John Wall I saw?
Uh-huh.
I think it was John Wall. But the Lakers were putting that on them. They couldn't stop them. They couldn't stop them.
Yeah, well, John Wall is, I think his career is done too.
I think he should have stayed with the Celtics.
John Wall?
Now, wait a minute. Who's good? No. I'm sorry.
He was in Washington.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm thinking about? I don't know why I get Kemba Walker and John Wall. Always get them two mixed up.
They're the same type of player, but right. I think Kemba Walker's just a little more seasoned, a little more.
Yes, he is. He fits really well in Boston.
Well, that's why they never.
Really, you're not going to bet on them this year the way you did last year, are you?
Hey, well, I wasn't the one who said Milwaukee was going to make it all the way either.
Yeah, I had to eat crow on that, but I really said me and T. Wait a minute. T was hell-bent on Milwaukee. I kind of like, and I might have been too. I had to eat crow.
I was wrong about that.
Like, they got knocked out.
I don't see it happening.
I really had to. You're right. So a lot. Well, I was wrong, but you went from Toronto.
Yeah, I did.
To Celtic, and both of your teams got knocked out.
Yeah.
Then I think before I went there, I went off. Y'all both said the Lakers were likely to get knocked out at number one, and they did not. They made it all the way to the end. So hey, I wish I could have came back on because y'all would definitely have to face the fight because I was ready. I was ready. Just remember this, and I won't say them as Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my, because we got to get out of here. It is coming up on the next hour. And so, guys, we had a great show, Renegade. I had fun just, you know, chopping it up. What you're talking about, these teams, because I'm telling you, the NBA action as it goes, man, this weekend I'm excited about. So I'm going to definitely look out. I'm going to be, oh, man, he told me. I'm looking out for some upsets this weekend. So we're going to see who stays and who goes home. Because right now, it ain't like the NBA, the best of seven. And the NFL is win or go home.
Right.
So you don't get a second chance. One and done. So either you put up or shut up. I guess to say you put up or go home. Because go clean your lockout because we're done for the stick a fork in it because you're done. So, hey, till next time, hey, we wish you all the best. Be blessed. Have a great rest of your week. Have a great weekend, everybody. And we look forward to seeing you right back here, same place, same time next week. Renegade, you got anything you want to take us out with?
Just check out Devil's Advocate Saturday, or you know, tomorrow.
Out Friday night, right?
Friday night. You know, me and the ladies will be here. You know, we'll talk. You know, like we normally do. You know, we'll be starting, you know, pretty soon. I'm trying to work out a deal with the Ohio Media School right now and see if we can, you know, streaming shows there. You know,
oh, that'd be awesome.
Better quality, you know. And, of course, you know, I got, you know, some stuff going on with I have it going on with Radio 1 and Bounce TV.
Oh, that sounds good. So
hopefully
that's awesome.
Hopefully you'll be able to catch, you know, Devil's Advocate, the Karen K Show, and a couple other shows that we're going to start doing. They're on Bounce TV.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, I'm working it out. I'm doing my best right now with that one. So
yeah, I'm sure you're going to work that out.
Yep. We'll see what happens, and that'll be great, you know, for No Filter. But we appreciate y'all watching.
Thank you.
And, you know, y'all have a great one.
All right. Good night, everybody.